When John records this visitation, praise God, the Bible says that all of the disciples was there 8 days later in John. And Jesus already knowing what Thomas had thought. He said, Thomas, come here. Hallelujah. I want you to put your finger in the holes in my hand. And he said, come on here. Come down to my side. Put your finger in the hole. Because if you don't believe that it's me, and that appearance kept hope alive. But there was one other appearance that took place in the 28th chapter of the book of Matthew. If you will read from verse 16 to 20, and then if you contrast that text with 1 Corinthians 15 and 6, you will find that Jesus appeared unto over 500 people. Praise God, Paul and Corinthians. Let us know that those 500 folk, some of them had already died, but there were some who were still alive as he spoke. And I'm talking about all those who followed Jesus. They were called disciples. Hallelujah. I'm talking about when he gave his great commission. In the 28th chapter of Matthew, he got out there on the mount of Galilee, and he said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. And he told them to go ye therefore into all the land, teaching and preaching in the name and baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things that I have told you. And when those 500 saw him, praise God, they kept hope alive. I'm so glad that they kept hope alive and that we have a living hope. And that living hope is in Jesus. Hallelujah. I told you I felt pretty good this morning. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that he died. And I'm glad that we have a living hope, not a dead hope, not a done down hope, not a perishing hope. We have a living hope, and we know that he lives because he lives on the inside of us. And the living hope that we have is that one of these old days, we are going to live with him in paradise for the rest of our life. And I don't care what it is you are going through. You may have sickness in your body. There is a living hope. The doctors may have told you and given you some bad news. But I'm here to tell you this morning, there is a living hope. I don't care if you've been laid off of your job. All you got to do is put your trust in this living hope, because he will see you through. And he is our living hope. I see some folk get up in the morning. Author and writers has gotten hold of them, and they could barely move. But that's one thing. All you got to do is turn it over to your living hope. And your living hope, after a while, will cause that stiffness, will cause those aches and pains. You may be walking slow, but after a while, you will start walking like a brand new man. I know what I'm talking about. We have a living hope. And his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. He gave us hope. And because he's our living hope, you have hope. Hallelujah. You may not have a dime in your pocket. May not have a car to drive. May not have but one shoe to close. But my God, as long as you got this living hope on the inside of you, I'm here to tell you that he'll open up doors for you. 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 I don't care what you're going through. I don't care where you've been. I don't care where you are. But as long as you got King Jesus, hallelujah, that's that living hope. Everything is going to be all right. Let's look at this hope. That hope went up a hill called Calvary. That hope took a beating that no other man could take. That hope, they stretched him out wide, drove nails through his hand, and drove a spike through his feet. That hope, they drove and pierced him in the side. That hope hung on that cross, and he gave up the ghost and declared that it is finished. Hallelujah. And there is something about those folk who thought hope had died. Hallelujah. The devil thought that hope had died. The devil thought that hope had died. The devil and all of his imps and his pimps went out and had a party. We've gotten rid of this old fella that's been tormenting us. And they had themselves a great party. Hallelujah. But I'm so glad that on the third day, early one Sunday morning, hope came alive. Hope got up and declared, I got all power in my hand. Power to heal the sick. Power to raise the dead. Power to cast out demons. He's a living hope. And the reason I know that he's a living hope, because you're looking at a man who was once dead. But the living hope got on the inside of me. And you see me, I'm a leaping. I'm a leaping and running and praising God. Y'all talk about that man that he healed in the third chapter of the book of Acts. You think he was jumping. He doesn't have nothing on me. Hallelujah. I've been leaping. I've been running. And I've been praising my God because he brought you looking at a man who was once a dead man. And now, because of my living hope, I'm alive today. I'm so much alive. I defy myself sometimes. Hallelujah. But I know that it's the Spirit of God that's on the inside of me. I don't care, Sister Ivory, how much they talk about me. I don't care how much they may talk about this church. I don't care how much they may say that we do things that are contrary to somebody's doctrine. I don't care, because as long long as I got King Jesus, I'm talking about my living hope. My living won't be in vain, because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, if I die today, he's gonna say, well done, well done, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up. And I'm going to make you a ruler over many things. That same living hope is available for you. He lived, he lived, he lived. He lived. And I don't mind serving a living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, I already tried him. I already know what he can do. I already can see what he can do. Hallelujah. Yeah. We serve a God sits high and look low. And he's trying to talk to the people of God in these last and evil days. He's telling us, come out from among them. Praise God. We got too many of our folk who want to stay a foot in the church and a foot in his world. He said in his word, I would much rather if you be hot or cold, because when you're straddling the fence, you are lukewarm. And he said that if you are lukewarm, I'm going to fill you. I'm going to spill you. I'm going to spill you out of my mouth. Hallelujah. That's our living hope. Our living hope is in Jesus. And I'd rather have Jesus than houses of land. I'd rather be guided by his faithful hand. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather have Jesus than all the fortune untold, because I know.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
You are listening to the voice of the community, KAYT 88.1.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
Today, we're going to be talking about God's supreme greatness, authority, and power. I want to show you the character and a side of God that we don't preach about anymore and that we don't teach about anymore. Our God reigns. There's no doubt about it. God reigns in heaven and in earth. And the word is R-E-I-G-N. He reigns in heaven and in earth. In the Vine's Complete Dictionary, it tells us that the word reign is used literally of God or about God. Reign also means the act of ruling, royal power, the period of power of a ruler. It means to rule and reign. In the book of Revelations 11 and 15, it says, and the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of the world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. We know, saints, that there is no end to the kingdom of God.